Forward. Celine Yeager. For me, the journey to writing this book started with, well, myself. When I was 43, menopause was the last thing on my mind. I had just come off a jam-packed race season and was gearing up for a big year that would include two massive international bike races, among other huge fitness goals. In addition to all that, I was helping Dr. Stacy Sims write Roar: How to Match Your Food and Fitness to Your Unique Female Physiology for Optimum Performance, Great Health, and a Strong, Lean Body for Life, a science-based training guide for female athletes. I had honestly never felt better or stronger in my life. Roar was published in 2016 when I was 47, and I was still stage racing and feeling pretty good, but I had stopped sleeping like the dead the way I used to. Instead, I'd wake up at 3 a.m. in a pool of sweat with panicky racing thoughts. I chalked it up to work-life stress. My daughter was entering her teen years. Life was getting hectic. 2 years later, I looked in the mirror one day and could barely recognize the image staring back. I'd always been a super muscular woman. Those muscles seemed to have diminished overnight. I'd gained fat in places where I'd never had it. My power was down. I felt sluggish and slow. My periods, which had always been like clockwork, were now all over the map. It was pretty clear at this point what was happening. Menopause. Or more specifically, perimenopause. But we'll get into those details later. I'd hit it head on. For any cyclist in the crowd who's ever endoed, gone sailing ass over tea kettle, or end over end, when the back wheel of your bike flips over the front, sending you headfirst like a spear to the ground, it was a bit like that. There were the body composition changes and night sweats. I was now having some hot flashes and mood swings as well. Hills that were no big deal in 20 years of cranking up them felt like someone had turned up the volume on gravity. I'd always recovered from hard workouts and races relatively quickly. Now, I fell flat when I'd usually be bouncing back. Even my vagina hurt sometimes. Seriously, we'll get into that in a bit too. Once confident and bold, I was feeling the ground shift beneath my feet, like running on an off-camber trail where one slip will send you sliding downhill in a hurry. Worse, nothing I did seemed to help. I doubled down on going to the gym, I ate less, I did more yoga. Nada. I was still stuck. I'm a realist. I accept that you don't just get fitter and faster till you die. Of course, body composition is going to change over the years. But this seemed sudden and intractable. Damn, maybe all that shit about being over the hill is true. Maybe I am done. My head swam back into that sea of negativity through all the stuff I'd heard other women say over the years. You gain weight no matter what you do. It's impossible to get that muscle back. Nothing helps. That first book I wrote with Stacy, Roar, had normalized training with your hormones instead of just trying to pretend they don't exist. It had included a chapter on menopause, but I needed more information. So I started scouring the internet for resources for active women going through their menopausal years. It was like swimming through a sea of negativity, searching for a flotation device to keep from going under. Everything out there made it sound like the most awful time of life imaginable. The advice that did address menopause in a meaningful way wasn't directed at us, active women wanting to stay on top of our game, but mainly at sedentary women. That's because the majority of menopause research is done on sedentary women who find themselves suddenly at higher risk for heart attacks and other metabolic disease. So the only advice I found was simply, eat right and exercise. Okay, got that. And? There were clearly some gaping holes to fill, so I emailed Stacy. I went on and on, stress gushing about all the changes I'd been experiencing, seemingly out of the blue. As is her way, she was completely unfazed. She told me about adaptogens with long names that I had to Google a bunch of times before finally getting the spelling right. She told me to dial back all the sets and reps I'd been doing in the gym and to start lifting heavy shit. She informed me that my usual endurance training was fine, but that now, because I was doing more long